I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. The announcement that tech giant Hewlett-Packard will lay off 27,000 workers worldwide sent reverberations through Arkansas economic circles, particularly in Conway, where the company opened a 1,000-employee, $28 million state-of-the-art service center in 2010. A spokesman for the Palo Alto, California-based company tells Talk Business that just about every business and region will be impacted by the downsizing. Now, the impact could be positive for HP's Conway facility, however. The tech center offers customer service support for home, business, and enterprise clients. It also houses sales representatives serving large corporate accounts. All of those areas are growth departments for HP. America's Car-Mart capped off an impressive year with a final quarter of strong sales and profits. The Bentonville-based Buy Here, Pay Here used car chain posted fourth quarter net income of $9.6 million on revenue of $113 million. For the full year, Car-Mart posted earnings of $33 million on income of $430 million. Little Rock-based Dillard said it plans to close its internet sales distribution center in Nashville, Tennessee this summer, leaving roughly 125 employees without jobs. Company will relocate those jobs to a new facility in Maumelle, Arkansas. The Maumelle facility, which opened in February, is 850,000 square feet and will employ roughly 300 workers when it's fully operational later this year. It's aimed at expanding Dillard's online fulfillment capabilities. Home sales in Arkansas's four largest metropolitan regions tumbled 9% during April versus the previous year. Compared to 2010, April home sales dropped a whopping 30%. Still, the one-month drop hasn't wiped out year-long gains, although it shrunk them considerably. Year-to-date home sales in the four major markets, which constitute about 75% of statewide home sales, are down 0.92%. Arkansas maintained its status as one of the top 10 largest marketers of natural gas in the U.S., but cheap wellhead prices and the industry switch to oil-rich shale plays could slow the state's production in 2012. That's according to annual data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Still, preliminary data from 2011 shows that Arkansas is poised to top a trillion cubic feet of marketed natural gas production, joining powerhouse energy-producing states like Texas, Wyoming, Oklahoma, and Louisiana in the exclusive club. Arkansas now stands as the eighth-largest marketed natural gas-producing state in the U.S., but that is down one spot from its position in 2010. In politics, a big win for Tom Cotton in the GOP 4th Congressional District primary. He'll face either Gene Jeffress or Q. Byram Hurst in the fall. In the 1st Congressional District, Democrat Scott Ellington almost avoided a runoff against Representative Clark Hall. The two men will meet in a June 12th runoff for the right to face Representative Rick Crawford in November. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.